Visions in Death by J.D. Robb. Friendship cannot live with ceremony, nor without civility. Lord Halifax. Is this a vision? Is this a dream? Do I sleep? William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. She'd gotten through the entire evening without killing anyone. Lieutenant Eve Dallas, cop to the bone, figured the restraint showed enormous strength of character. Her day had gone smoothly enough. A morning court appearance that had been as routine as it was tedious. Paperwork both extensive and mind-numbing. The single case she'd caught had involved pals and their dispute over who had dibs on the last of the illegals. A party mix of Buzz, Exotica, and Zoom. They'd been toking on while lazing around on the roof of an apartment building on the west side. The dispute had been resolved when one of the afternoon partiers had taken a header off the roof, clutching the last of the illegals in his greedy fist. He probably hadn't felt much, even when he'd splatted onto 10th Avenue, but it sure as hell had broken the party mood. Witnesses, including an uninvolved Good Samaritan from a neighboring building who'd called in the 911, all stated that the individual who'd been scooped off the sidewalk and into a bag had leaped of his own volition onto the roof ledge, danced an energetic keep-away boogie, lost his precarious balance, and had taken flight with a giggling wee-haw. Much to the surprise, and possible entertainment, of the afternoon passengers on an air tram who'd also witnessed the last dance of one Jasper K. McKinney. One inappropriately delighted tourist had managed to capture the entire incident on his pocket vid. It all jibed, and the books would close on Jasper as death by misadventure. Unofficially, Eve...